Florida's wildlife has a lot at stake in the slow scramble for higher ground as sea level gradually rises.
People come to Florida to see wildlife. And when people come across the Georgia-Florida line, one of the first things that they ask is, where can I see an alligator?
Dr. Laura Brandt is a biologist at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She's been studying the likely effects of sea level rise on more than 20 species. She says one of the problems for crocodiles, sea turtles, and beach nesting birds is
they may not either be able to find higher ground, or their eggs are more likely to get flooded when we have rainfall events or higher high tides.
And that's bad news for us, too, because what affects wildlife affects us.
The whole hunting, fishing, wildlife viewing, bird watching industry. We have a lot of wildlife of economic value within Florida, and one of the main reasons is because of the ecotourism aspect of it.
So our fun and our money are affected. The message is, when birds and beasts are stressed, so are we. And since we can't turn back the tide, Brandt and other scientists believe Everglades restoration is our best hedge against an uncertain future. I'm Laura Coburn in Miami.